Here it is, guys. Doing lots of work, right? And you come to things like tapping, you go to other classes, and you learn a lot, and you have meditative and prayerful and healing experiences, and you do forgiveness work, and you do clearing work. And then here's my personal perspective. So never before on Earth have many of us been allowed to reach higher levels of consciousness. I'm not saying enlightenment, because we have these really funny preconceived ideas about enlightenment, right? And
which one of us knows child communication? We need to hear what he has to say.
Yeah, he knows. Yeah. He's got the child wisdom. And so here's the thing, because I wonder too. Like, I know how to feel really good for prolonged periods now. And so at first that feels weird to you. Is everybody relating? Like, suddenly you feel good, or things don't trigger you, and you're like, oh, look at me.
Yeah, I love it.
Right? And you feel all good about that. And then when chaos happens around you, or a little too close, or you're in and responsive to chaos, it freaks you out 10 times more than it ever did, because suddenly now you're aware of the difference. Yes? Does that describe it accurately? Like, before, you could have told somebody to get the F out of your house and you would have felt pretty righteous and good about it.
Right.
And that's a natural, you come from disempowerment, you come into anger is more empowering than grief and depression. And you learn to speak up, and the pendulum swings that way, and you're a bitch on wheels, and it works for you. And then it swings back, and you realize you don't need that expression to be in your own power, and you find that you like peace better. So what happens when you've been living in a way where you're not only feel empowered and feel peace within yourself, but other people are able to receive that around you, which I think has been your experience until this. And then there's like a, ooh, flashback. Good example, flashback. And so where I'm going to, I think, I always speak like I know, but the tapping has taken on a life of their own. But what I think is happening to us is, we keep doing the dance forward, and then there's a lot to catch up to. And so you often heard the expression that it's like peeling an onion layers, levels, whatever, however you want to perceive it. So whenever a great change is made for humanity, it is never the smooth path, ever. It is always, it looks like a step forward and two steps back. It's never two steps back, but it feels that way because you're hypersensitive to the steps back. So before we tap and you get whatever information you get from that, I do want to invite you to consider, is this what it would take for you at the level you're at? To be aware that you're ready to heal shame, guilt. Because how many things do you really do in your life that you feel ashamed or guilty anymore? Like, I'll tell you, mine is right here. I'll overeat till I feel gross. And I'm like, the weight doesn't bother anybody. It doesn't affect my life. It doesn't affect my children. It doesn't affect my work. It just bugs me. This is where I'm in spiritual boot camp to learn, where am I still struggling with unworthiness and unconsciousness, with not feeling worthy of honoring my own self in a way that feels good. These are my belief systems that I can't have it all, that it can be too good to be true, that people won't like me if I have it all. I don't get to look younger than I am, be thin, fit, and healthy, and love what I do for work. Nobody would like me. Right? So this is my personal spiritual boot camp of the beliefs that are ready for me to look at and heal. So if you were to ask yourself, wow, what did I contribute to that person's journey that they could look at? And what is it that would come into my home so that I can find out I still have beliefs that I need to behave a certain way to not feel ashamed or guilty?
I know where it stems from.
Well, there you go. It could not happen if there was not something for you to heal. Does that?
Yeah.
And so you want to look at that not in reprimand, not in criticism, not in judgment, but you want to look at that lovingly, kindly, like, oh, yeah, that's right, still on Earth, still in a human experience, still have stuff that I want to heal. And then I want to share one more piece with you. So some people who came to a Thursday night, and then I got to tap with the siblings and the mother of a young man who committed suicide in his 20s. And now, I study a lot of channeled information, and I've always found it really difficult because it's always very high frequency, and it's like they don't really get rent, bills, and hurt feelings in that dimension at all. They just don't get that. They don't get time, they don't get money, they don't get hurt feelings. And this young man who committed suicide in his 20s, he's on a mission. His mother's a doctor. You can look it up, channelingeric.org. You can Google it, Channeling Eric, and find it. Anyway, he has a human persona in his channelings, a 20-year-old. You got to get adjusted to the cussing. But when you do, it is fascinating. And he was here. He was a very amazing child, reminds me of my youngest, very empathetic, very loving, very giving. Well, then brain chemistry kicked in, bipolar, a lot of depression. His parents had money, they had prestige. She was a doctor, an internist. She's an internist here in Houston, Dr. Metis. And they got him all the help they could get. Nothing worked, and he committed suicide at 20. And so now from his perspective where he is, he said, yeah, I often wondered, well, why couldn't I heal that unworthiness? And I see from here it's past life stuff. So for me, you know, I do believe in that. So for me, I'm looking at him like, because I have prayed so often. You know, I hear a lot of awful story. I work with people. I'm amazed what people can live through. And so I have asked over and over and over, please explain to me the emotional body and why it's so hard for us to change and heal. You know, people really get stuck, and whatever they believe is true for them. And so this was a big insight. And where I want to bring you is not to like, yeah, it's too daunting and there's too much crap against us. I want to bring you to, what if you could lovingly and with curiosity wonder, well, what is the gift here that I could heal? What layer could I heal that makes no sense in my life today that may have profound impact on all my previous lives and my future lives and other people if I can heal it today without the shame and the guilt and the negativity? Interesting thought, isn't it? Now, I know because you gave me a oneness blessing and it blew my socks off. And it took tapping to a whole new level. So for those of us specifically who are called to share and give, you know, what if in our human insanity, and we mistakenly said, oh, let me serve. We forgot to say, keep it tidy. Right? How many times have you prayed, let me live into my potential? Let me do what I'm here to do without knowing the cost of that? True? It's kind of like asking for a great new job. You don't know the cost. But you're sure you want it. Maybe till you get it. And then you're like, oh, I didn't know it would include this. True? Or a new move. Right? Mm-hmm. I want to change. I want to start over. I want something different. And then you're like, So what if you could look at it maybe from a perspective of, I don't have to take this personally, but maybe I could open my heart and just say yes. And see what follows. Good idea. All right, so let's see the tapping of breeze with me. You ready?